T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's just about 7:05 on Wednesday morning. Hump day. And this part of the show is brought to you by The Ticket Clinic. CosPlus World Market is now open at Serramonte Center. You lucky dogs. Mm-hmm. Love CosPlus. Starting tomorrow through Sunday, you can go by and enjoy grand opening celebrations with food and wine, live entertainment, giveaways, and more. And all this week, we have been hooking up our listeners with $100 gift cards for CosPlus World Market. And we'll give one to caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You get $100 to spend, and you're qualified for a chance to win a $500 CosPlus World Market gift card for a fantastic fall shopping spree. And tomorrow morning, we'll have another chance for you to win and get in the running for the $500 shopping spree. So call now, 800-400-3697. Got a traffic ticket? Call the lawyers at The Ticket Clinic. For as little as $99, an experienced lawyer will go to court for you. Call The Ticket Clinic today, 800-805-2000, Attorney Mike Bay.
I love this. That is a great service. They're good Americans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate their help. You never do know,
right,
when you're going to find yourself with a ticket, and you've already done that
traffic school,
and now you find yourself in trouble. Who are they?
It's called the Ticket Clinic, and
ticket
the guy's
clinic.
Name is Mike Bay.
Mike Bay,
hold
thank
on, let me
you
give you the number
for
one
being
more time.
There for the
Mike.
People.
800-805-2000. Ticket Clinic.
Yay.
Glad you like it. I don't think one of these USTN spots has ever gotten so much love. It's fantastic.
You can't shut them up.
I will pay $100 to not go to court.
And not get a point, too, possibly.
Yeah.
Mike Bay.
Ticket Clinic.
You're a good American.
America.
F yeah. Here are the top songs in the country at this moment. The Hot 100. The Billboard Hot 100. Okay. There was also a prayer offered by clergymen from several denominations, and Justin Bieber also offered a prayer.
Oh, did
he actually pray?
Yeah. Phones were staffed by every celebrity you can name. Tom Hanks, Ryan Seacrest, Justin Timberlake, Julia Roberts, George Clooney, Gwen Stefani. I mean, name one. They're on here.
Oprah.
They're
Sophia
saying here.
Sophia Vergara.
Here's the joke they wrote in this thing. At one point, Robert De Niro and Al Pacino were sitting right next to each other, and nobody got whacked. Hilarious.
Can I hear your boy Colbert? I have a little clip of him.
Sure.
He thanks Apple and cracks a joke.
Hilarious.
We're gonna need a make good on that spot. That's not gonna be no jokes during our commercial. We're gonna need you to stick to the copy.
Sorry, the show's over.
We did not approve that commercial, Colbert. Start it over. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm. I do. I am well aware.
By the way, Tori Kelly's not country.
Pretty narrow parameters. What is she?
I think she's pop, and she does some Christian music, too.
Oh.
People say she was on American Idol, but I also see she started by posting videos on YouTube.
Yeah, I don't know anything about her.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars has some exciting news for his fans. His first ever primetime television concert special is airing in November.
Oh, is it a Christmas thing?
No.
What?
24 Karat Magic Live at the Apollo is going to air on CBS Wednesday, November 29th.
Well, he's no Bublé, is he?
No, he's I don't know if he's, maybe he will do seasonal music. I don't know. Anyway, it was filmed at the Apollo Theater, and he kicks off the show by performing on top of the iconic marquee at the Apollo. So he's outside up on the sign. And they're going there. Everyone starts kissing his ass here. For me, said the producer, Bruno Mars is the greatest performer in the world. So that is, I will remind you as that gets a little closer, on the other end of the spectrum in the world of Bruno Mars, he's actually not named in this suit. Mark Ronson is the guy who's taking the heat for this. Uptown Funk, which is the song that they did together, is it a ripoff of the 1980s disco classic, More Bounce to the Ounce? Disco, I never heard.
I don't remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're
song.
Calling it a classic.
If you remember, this was on Mark Ronson's album, not...
Right. And he's the one named in the suit.
Right.
I guess it does sound a little familiar.
Here's that other song.
No.
All right.
You know,
I don't think every song has a beat.
Definitely
people.
The same beat. Do you want to hear
it's,
them
this
together?
Song is that's
yeah,
fast.
Let's hear, yeah, them
let's hear them together.
Oh my!
I think it sounds exactly alike. Could be the same exact.
This is
song.
Really what you've done here is very good.
This is genius. The judge needs you in the courthouse that day. You would undo Mark Ronson right there on the spot. You know what I was actually going to say is Mark Ronson just produced the new Queens of the Stone Age album, which is excellent, by the way. But they were saying in interviews that he's an Mark Ronson is an encyclopedia of music history. So there's
he
no,
would know.
There isn't any accidents happening in this guy's music world. He knows all the stuff.
Funny. I don't know how this will get decided in court, but I guess that Roger Troutman and Zapp. Zapp was the name of the band.
Okay.
More Bounce to the Ounce. Huh?
Give me my money.
Hi, me.
Yeah, anyway, a company called Lestrada Entertainment, they claim they own the rights to More Bounce, which was released by Zapp, and they're suing Sony, Spotify, Apple, and Mark Ronson.
Wow,
they
everyone.
They want everyone to stop playing and selling Uptown Funk, and of course they want money from Uptown Funk.
He's worth 20 mil.
Ronson is?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's happening. I love AC/DC. I love old AC/DC.
I love all the AC/DC for the record.
Yeah, I know. I like back the Back in Black record, but anything after that.
It's track. Back in Black is an absolute all-time
it's an excellent
classic.
Record. Yeah, there's a bunch of great songs on there. But I just was a Bon Scott fan. I love me
well,
some Bon
that's
Scott.
And... understandable, but you don't have to hate Sammy Hagar just because you like David Lee Roth, and you don't have to hate Brian Johnson, just because you like Bon Scott.
I don't hate Brian Johnson. I just don't. I have not been excited by anything from AC/DC since Back in Black. That's all. I love Bon Scott. And if I'm going to put on an AC/DC record, it's not even going to be Back in Black. It's going to be an old AC/DC record. So, the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
They went to BBC's Radio 1's live lounge. And they grabbed the mic and rocked out AC/DC's Let There Be Rock.
Oh, this is a good one.
And they're saying that that Dave Grohl just nailed
it. Is Highway to Hell your favorite album of all time?
No, I think my favorite one is...
Dirty Deeds. Is it Dirty Deeds?
No, it's the one with I'm Alive. Oh, no, that's not the one. Hold on. Let me look at my albums. But go ahead and play the... This is the Foo Fighters... Sounds so good. No, I'm looking at it right now. High Voltage is my favorite.
High Voltage is your favorite.
Gonna be a rock and roll singer.
The Jack. All right.
TNT. Can I sit next to you, girl? She's got balls.
Of course you like that one.
that's my record right there.
Okay.
Anyway, congratulations to the Foo Fighters. Dude, I'm going to rock out with some AC/DC this weekend. Village is coming into town.
Yeah,
we're going to be rocking.
So,
it'll be AC/DC, Kiss, and Judas Priest. All weekend long.
Nice. Do you have the Kiss story?
I do, but
don't worry about it.
You know what? I'll grab it right now, since you brought it up.
No, because you just mentioned Kiss. I thought that's where you were going.
Does Village show up in Mill Valley hoping for a love connection? Like, you know everybody. You have people
I would
your
never
house.
Set him up with one of my friends. Because he's very, he's a very jealous, crazy person when it comes to love.
But
no, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't. So you're protecting your friends from Village.
And protecting Village from himself, really. I mean, he just...
Oh.
You know, that's no good. Gene Simmons is actually going to start playing... Yeah, I guess he's doing a charity gig with Ace Frehley. And they haven't played together in years. But I guess the whole band's stance has been softening toward Ace Frehley recently because Paul Stanley did something with him.
Did songs with him. Yeah, they've actually been in a lot of interviews together and seem to be talking again. And yet, you keep hearing Ace Frehley going, yeah, I would love to play with my band again. And you hear the other two guys go, our band is locked down. We're good. Yeah. We've been good for years. We don't want no trouble.
It's a hard no, Ace.
Right.
But it turns out that, I guess Gene Simmons has his own solo project.
Right.
And Ace Frehley is going to go and do that with him. So there's basically that's the whole thing. They're going to share the stage at the Children Matter benefit concert in St. Paul, Minnesota next weekend. The Eagles guitarist Don Felder is going to play as well, and Cheap Trick will be playing also.
And to hear the stories as they're told by the other band members, they're like, he's lucky we're their friend.
Right.
We're his friend.
Right.
He's burned that bridge a million times with his drunken behavior.
Well, supposedly he's been clean and sober for something like 10 years, and so he's been trying to get back. He's working his way back in, Vinny.
I understand that, but again, the boys are like, another tour down the drain because this guy can't hold
it
together.
Can't keep it together on the road.
Again with this.
What's coming up in the news?
Actually, I believe we have Scott Budman in next hour, next on the other side of this break to talk about the Apple everything.
Right. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice says morning show.
Hey.
It's 7:38. Yes.
I just want to wish my dear friend Kyle, the photographer, a happy birthday.
Oh,
well, Kyle, the
out.
Photographer.
He's 45.
Way to bust in and do that.
Really?
Happy birthday. Approved that? Oh, my God.
Nobody approved anything.
Yeah, human.
This part of the show is sponsored by Pacific Sales. Harry Styles, live on tour, comes to the Masonic in San Francisco. What a great place to see him on this coming Tuesday night. 9:19. The show was very sold out.
Yes.
But Jane has a pair of tickets and early entry to the show, which I don't know if that means you get to go to a meet and greet or
before the gates open.
Right.
You get to go in and get closer to the stage, you know. Make your way through.
If this sounds like something you would like to win, make sure you're listening to Jane this Friday at 4:05. Harry Styles live on tour. 4:05 this Friday with our girl Jane. You're playing a game called. Now at Pacific Sales, save up to 40% on appliance and kitchen and bath fixture top deals. Visit pacificsales.com/sale to see the deals.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com routine to get started.
All right.
I like the one in Los Gatos.
I like the one in Corte Madera.
I like the one in Levi's Plaza.
Here's what's happening.
Mine is the best, everyone. Redwood Shores.
Right now, on the line, we have Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. Yesterday, there was a giant announcement from the brand new spaceship campus building art installation. I don't know what they're calling that. Are they calling it the spaceship, Scott?
They call it Apple Park. We call it the spaceship, yeah.
Okay.
Apple Park.
Apple Park.
Apple Park.
Well, I think, wasn't that their address was, I don't know, who cares? Anyway, Apple Park is where you guys gathered to hear about the brand new Apple products yesterday, and we did see a picture of a stairwell and a
glass elevator.
A glass elevator, but that's about all we saw of Apple Park. But you were there.
Yeah, they had it in the Steve Jobs Theater, which is this circular theater that is right next to the spaceship where the workers will work. And it is glass bottom to top. It's got this spaceship-looking roof. And, yeah, a glass elevator that actually goes down in a corkscrew. All I could think of was Willy Wonka, you know, in that glass elevator. And they clearly spare no expense to make this a cool tribute to Steve Jobs. And frankly, I think it stole the show. I mean, yeah, there were some phones and a watch, and people were kind of talking about that afterwards, and we got to test them out a little. But everyone's just wandering around, you know, taking pictures of this spaceship kind of theater that they called and dedicated to Steve Jobs. It was cool.
Now, the building itself is not complete, but the area you guys were at, that was done, correct?
Yeah, and you can walk around a lot of it. From what I'm told by people who work there, there's still some work to be done before they move in the bulk of the workers, and that could be as early as in a few months. But, yeah, the theater's ready, and I think that's where they're going to have these events from now on, which is kind of a cool thing.
So if you're up, by the way, we're talking to Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. He was there for the big Apple announcement yesterday. If you're up on your technology with Apple, then you're holding an iPhone 7. That's the one where they removed the jack or the headphone jack.
They lost the jack.
And and it's a little bit waterproof. I used mine underwater. It takes pretty good pics. But I guess we've leapt now from the iPhone 7 to the iPhone 8. There's two new iPhone 8s. There's also an iPhone 10. That's the big one.
There's no number 9.
No 9. You're right.
And I don't know. You got to see both of them, I guess, yesterday?
Yeah. You know, the 8 is the update from the 7 we sort of expected. It looks kind of similar. It's got an upgraded camera, a faster chip, the kind of thing that they usually do from one year to the next in case you're ready to upgrade. The 10 is something they stuck in there. That looks different. It's big. It's thin. It's got the screen, without making the phone actually bigger, is bigger because there's no side anymore. The whole front is just screen, which is a cool effect. Samsung has a phone out there that looks like that. It's very thin. And it's all glass, so it feels a little less slippery. And they're experimenting with, you know, a lot of the new technology. There's no button on the phone. You swipe up. There's face recognition now to get into the phone.
Instead of fingerprint.
Look at it.
Instead of fingerprint,
right, exactly.
Recognition. Right. So that's, I guess, the latest technology, which is pretty neat.
Yeah.
I like it.
So
although,
it'll open because it'll see you.
A couple of the things that I thought of right off the bat. I'm using the smaller iPhone 7, and I don't want the big phone. It's the Plus because it's too big to put in my pocket. Where does the 10 fit in size-wise? Forget about the screen, but the actual physical size of the phone. Where does it fit between the 8 and the 8 Plus?
It's bigger. It's a big phone. It's the size of the Plus.
Oh,
and then
okay.
Again, the screen, yeah. So it's,
and they're
it's
not
the
doing a smaller version of that.
No, this is sort of everything they have into one phone.
This is a standalone.
Why,
okay,
yeah.
Got it.
And as far as the face recognition, you don't have to. You can still type in your passcode. And to look at the face recognition and to have them describe it, I mean, I honestly thought a wee bit of Arya Stark. It's very much, it's going to track your contours of your face, and there's only one you, and it's one in a million, and... it'll be interesting to see if people are willing to not just pick up the phone and log in like we're used to with our hands, but actually sort of tilt it and look into it and have that be kind of the security of the future.
What if you
As
get,
usual, there's one phone that's sort of ahead of everything else, and we'll see if it works.
What if you get beat up and like your nose gets put out of line or you have a big swollen eye or something?
You know, they say that if those changes, which apparently in the whole grand scheme of things are kind of subtle, won't make a big difference, as in... if you're wearing a lot of makeup or not, your hairstyle, glasses won't make a difference.
Oh.
And so I guess it's almost like your fingerprint where it's...
Yeah,
the
it's
contours.
Mapping.
It's got enough of your, enough
your
of your parameters.
Eye distances and your chin to forehead.
What if I get
whatever.
Really beat up?
Well, then you're not worrying about your phone, I'm guessing.
Well, I need
Maybe
to call
we'll
for help.
Experimenting when it comes out.
All right, so let me... A couple quick things on the phone, and then I guess we also had a watch and an update on the TV, and then there something else. But so on the iPhone 10, they're saying... $999 to start. That's
right.
For 64 gigs, correct?
Yeah, and it goes up to, I believe, $1,150 or $1,199 or something like that. And so we've hit that psychological $1,000 barrier. My guess is that won't make a big difference. I mean, there are people out there who are going to buy the latest phone, whether it's $799 or $999 or $1,199. And then there are those of us like me who say, whoa, the iPhone 7 just went down to $549.
Yeah, right.
You know, the iPhone SE, which is a great phone, I tell parents who are buying their teenagers to buy this phone, that now costs $349. But of course, they're going to be the early adopters that want Face ID and all that.
Well,
stuff.
Not only do they want it, they want to wait in line for it. So
yeah.
They're
well,
happy
too, yeah.
To line up and pay top dollar, top price for the brand new phone. Okay, so what, real quick, there's a couple other things that came out yesterday. Anything that people need to know about?
The only real significant thing hardware-wise was the watch. It's going to come out with the new version, I think the third version now, and it's going to be, it's going to have a chip inside, so it doesn't have to be tethered to your iPhone. So you can actually go on that run and make your calls, you know, get your emails, that sort of thing, or at least the phone calls at first, And a lot of people were waiting for that, saying, ah, it would be nice to be somewhere without my phone and be able to sort of Dick Tracy it on my watch. That's going to happen. It's unpaired now, so you can do these things on your watch without the phone.
Cool. I actually think that's cool. The watch isn't bad. I wouldn't have bought it, but I got one as a gift, and the thing's pretty cool. So, all right. Well, that's the latest from Apple. Scott Budman was there at the Apple Park.
Yes.
For the big announcement. Anything else you want to tell us about the big event yesterday, or are we good?
No, I think we're good. And I noticed just in tweeting out pictures of the phones and the watch, it got a certain amount of attention. Tweeting out pictures of the headquarters, that's what got all the attention. It really sold the show. People were like, whoa, this iconic company has got new digs, and that's what I want to see. And it was kind of interesting to see people getting excited about essentially a building where people are going to work and do their thing, but it's Apple.
Well, and there's always the people who tweet out right after a big announcement, the Galaxy's had that for 2 years. If you're a Galaxy person, we've had that forever. So
that's right.
There's always that too. All right then, Scott, thank you so much.
Thanks, Scott. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks. Bye. Take care, you guys.
Scott Budman, NBC Bay Area. Everybody.
It would be fun to be at the new building. Oh, we've been hearing about it forever. Mm-hmm. The spaceship building.
Yeah. They should build us a studio. We'd love to broadcast from there. Mm. Be super fun.
Would we?
Sure. Wouldn't
all right.
You?
I don't know. I mean,
cut your commute in half, Vinny.
Oh my God.
The bus can pick us up.
Oh. Can I hop the bus too?
That'd sure. Be great. Start from
it's
your house.
Be a long drive
and
me.
Work all the way over.
Mm. All right, so there's that. I had already talked earlier about Irma and that people are still desperate. They don't have power.
Right.
It's obviously very hot, and so things are really tough still in Florida. The path of Irma is a disaster zone, and people are just starting to return home and dig out. So Irma continues. Here's some nonsense now that you're used to getting from us.
All right, fantastic.
The most adventurous places people do it. So,
okay.
Like the Eiffel Tower?
You did it on the Eiffel Tower.
No, I haven't.
Where's the most adventurous place you did it? Don't make crap up.
Behind a movie theater, maybe. But I don't even know if I did it there.
I can't think of any place
behind
adventurous
a movie theater.
It.
Like in the alley?
By the dumpsters?
No. Like behind it, but we didn't do it, so we just.
So that's not doing it.
Yeah. So.
Where's the most adventurous place you ever did it? You ever do it in a hot air balloon, Hooman? Seems like that would be right up your alley.
By the time I got to the hot air balloon with that girl, we were fighting.
It's a bummer.
That's too bad. Mm. You ever do it in a married lady's bed?
Hi.
In a married lady's bed?
Yeah. You ever do a married lady?
He's talking to you. He's not talking to me.
Did I ever? So, are you asking me if I've had sex with a married woman?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Oh, all right.
Have you?
No. At an amusement park is on the list.
Oh.
Oh, are you asking Yuzette?
No, I was saying hi to Scott Kapoor. He just walked in. That was a bit of a distraction.
Have you ever had sex in a married man's bed?
No.
What? Boy, that you didn't
why
say
don't
that.
I believe you?
You didn't say that
was very
confident.
Strange.
Because I had to think.
Have you had sex in a married man's bed?
I don't want to answer the question. I plead the fifth.
The only time I was with a quote unquote married man, he was separated. He had been separated for 2 years.
So you didn't do it in the bed he shares with his wife?
Well, she didn't live at the house anymore.
Oh.
But it was her bed.
Right.
Yeah, she
might be getting that in the divorce.
At an amusement park, on the bus, on a trampoline. Did you ever do it on that tramp in your backyard?
No.
What?
I never did it on the trampoline.
What?
We had little kids at the time, Vinny. I wasn't going to go.
Right, they can't
sex
see
on
up on that thing. They're like,
ridiculous.
Mom, Dad, what are you guys doing?
Wrestling.
Naked wrestling?
Uh-huh.
A field full of cows.
Oh.
A graveyard.
Oh.
Parents' kitchen table and up a tree. I did do it in a treehouse.
You lost it in a treehouse.
My first time was in the Turtle Rock Park treehouse. I also did it in the Deerfield Community Pool bathroom.
Yep.
The beach. Mm-hmm. And in a shed under a ping pong table.
Everybody does it on the beach one time, and then they're like, that is just...
I got caught.
Uncomfortable.
Too dangerous.
Too, so that was no fun. Mm. Come on, man.
Can't you see I'm finally getting some here?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. The Warriors jersey deal with Rakuten is $20 million per season for a logo 6 square inches, which means it's only 2x3 or 1x6, which is pretty tiny. Yeah, it's tiny, but
we saw we could see it very clearly.
Yeah, I saw
though,
the picture.
On their
You know, I just thought, okay, so we're selling logos now on the team jerseys, mm-hmm. even though they're making bank in ticket sales and TV deals. They need to get every penny, I guess. All right,
guess
fine.
So.
But then the idea that it's Rakuten, I went, what the hell do they do?
Well, what they do is spend $20 million, just well-spent million dollars. Like, we've talked about them. This is the second time. I heard about them on the news. They're like that's a company that clearly had some money and now is going to be, this is great for them. It's huge. Ebates, apparently.
Tori Kelly is one of the best singers in this generation, also Grammy nominated.
Yeah, someone said she's in that movie Sing that was out
That's
a couple
a
months ago.
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
So she did a voice of that.
Right.
I wonder which one.
But she did a version of Alleluia with who again?
Louis Fonsi.
Oh, yeah. And it was beautiful. That was on last night's Hurricane Relief Telethon. That was gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Let's see here. Good morning, friends. I've only been able to listen to your morning show for a couple of years, but today I have the opportunity to watch it live.
Oh, hello.
Glad to see Sarah in her same uniform, white t-shirt, black puffy jacket. Was surprised, though, as I expected short hair. Your hair has grown out a lot.
It has. I've even gotten it trimmed.
It was good to see that things haven't changed. Love you guys. Keep doing what you do so well. All right.
Thanks for listening.
Listening to yesterday's podcast, I didn't think drink when Yuzette said put something in my hand either.
Yeah, nobody did.
No one did.
I did.
Looks like Kaka Pereira certainly didn't.
510 says, that woman can't speak for all of us. Lesbians have phenomenal sex lives. Sex is great for us. Well, yeah, you guys have one of those, so you know how to operate one of those.
Work it. They're all different, though, Vinny.
I know they're all different. Believe me, I know that. Not that. Oh, there. That's good. Okay. You're like,
why don't you just tell me exactly
where? Help me out. Why
don't not that me anymore
all this time?
Just tell me what you want. I'll do it.
Write the code down.
You're
Jeez.
Scaring me. It's a mystery down there.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
In Celebrity Trash, we have Scott Capurro. And
oh,
possibly
the triumphant return of Scott Capurro from his
of trash.
From his English vacation.
Oh. And possibly we'll be hearing some of Bryn's red carpet interviews.
Oh, yes.
Let's see.
Scott going to be like, are you going to play this during my...
I figured he might like to
come back.
He certainly has lots of experience interviewing people. So I think...
Oh,
he'll
give Bryn some pointers.
Give some pointers.
Sure need them.
Well, we'll find out. Maybe you're amazing.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.